Welcome to this week's edition of BD Extra. We're here each week bringing you the latest trends from Google and around the market. We'll also be featuring a guest each week to give you a unique perspective on our new normal. This week, we've got Bassam Salem with Atlas RTX to talk about AI, chatbots, and so much more. But before we get to our special guest, I have Tim Costello, the CEO of BHI and BDX, to share the latest updates on the market and trends we're seeing on Google Search and on our own sites. We're doing this each week just because it's so volatile and is changing every week. We want to make sure we give you a little bit of that information while we also interview a guest speaker. So Tim, I know you've got some interesting stats for us today and a little bit of good news as well.
We have actually seen kind of a transition, an inflection point in consumer activity and demand. So for 3 weeks, we've been seeing kind of this continual decline in consumer interest in real estate across all categories. It's not just for new home building. This is for used properties as well. But this last week, we actually saw about a 14% increase in organic search traffic on NHS.
And that's amazing.
Well, we've been through many of these before. If you remember 9/11 and even Hurricane Katrina, natural disasters, there's a period in panic where consumers, the change is all focusing and all consuming. Right? All of a sudden, they're going, oh my gosh, this is a different world. I've got to change everything. And they kind of give up the daily routine and all of the normal things that they worried about to prepare for whatever the problem is. And I think you saw that last week. People just gave up everything to go get food and think about how they're going to take care of their kids and everything else. And now that they've settled down a little bit, what you see is some of them are getting back to what they really want to accomplish. And a lot of them want to accomplish finding a new home. So a 14% increase is really pretty substantial for this industry at this point in time. It's a pretty stellar statistic for us. And I think it should give hope to all builders that we are indeed not losing all traffic. There's still a very large population of people looking for new homes. The question now is, how do we, communicate with them?
Absolutely. And are these people serious? Are they just bored? Are the kids driving them crazy? Are they really interested?
Yeah. So I liken all of this to a glass of beer. I'm not a huge beer drinker myself, but when you pour a glass of beer, you get this head of foam, and it's not the foam that you're really after; it's the beer. And what you see during this period of time is the traffic that we've lost. And by we, I mean builders, New Home Source, Realtor.com, real estate sites, brokerage sites, anybody in the real estate business, the traffic we predominantly lost are kind of what we call the looky-loos. The people that are not really, really, really convinced that they're going to buy a home, but they are thinking maybe about it, right? So they're not quite as convicted, with the intention of buying. So what we've seen during this period of time is we've actually seen a 70% increase in conversion rate on New Home Source over the last 3 weeks.
Okay, that's pretty stellar. Yeah. And we may want to take a moment and explain conversion.
You have a visitor and they're looking at properties. Do they actually take action? Do they call a builder? Do they ask for a brochure? Do they ask for an appointment? Do they cross that barrier of anonymity and say, hey, Mr. Builder, I'm Joe Smith, and I really need to know about this property? To us, that's conversion. And it's not as if the dedicated people are converting at a higher rate. It's just that you don't have the looky-loos anymore. So what you've seen is the erosion in traffic for the moment has at least abated, and we've actually seen a bounce. And the people that are in online and looking are far more serious than people in the past by over 70%. So I think that's really, really, really important for builders to understand.
That's super encouraging. And how do we know these are just not the same people, or how do we know the trend as we go forward?
So we actually monitor over 100 different websites from home builders, and also obviously all the properties that we run for the industry as industry consortium. And what we look at is we look at the ratio of return traffic to new traffic. And there's a balance there, right? Obviously, people come and they return again and they keep looking at homes, but eventually they buy and they disappear. And if you don't keep adding new people into the funnel, then you're just you're eating your food stock, right? And what we've seen is during this last 4 weeks, we've seen absolutely no change in the percentage of new shoppers versus return shoppers, which means we are still seeing people entering the home shopping and home buying process, but the quality of the people in the process is much higher today than it was 4 weeks ago.
Oh, so that's really good news. That means that we are continuing to refresh the funnel.
Yep.
So while builders are having great sales still out there for the most part, they can expect that they'll continue to have sales. There are still people entering into this market.
You take New Home Source on an annual basis. We have about 36 million visitors, and we sell only about 650,000 new homes a year. So we could lose almost all of those and still sell all of the homes that we need to sell in the United States. Now, we haven't, right? We have had a contraction in traffic across the board. But like I said, we've had a bounce. Those that are in the process are still extremely serious. So I think it's really an issue for builders of how do I actually communicate with these people? You know, in the past, many times our communications haven't been perhaps as robust as they should. We kind of rely on and says, well, if they're serious, they'll show up. Right. You know, and quite honestly, yeah, I guess if you have somebody that's absolutely positively going to buy your home, no matter what, in the past, they may have showed up. In this new climate, they won't. So we actually have to meet them where they are. We have to meet them online. So we have to start to look now at a whole portfolio of new tools that we can interact and move them along that pipeline in the online space. And it's more important than it has ever been. We've seen another trend that's kind of interesting. Historically, for as long as NHS has existed, over 20 years now, there has been a synchronicity to consumer demand. You see a daily spike at noon, Monday through Friday, and then you see a tremendous amount of search traffic on Saturday, and then Sunday is always the highest traffic day of the year. And this is just repeated over and over and over again in all periods of time, whether it was the housing crisis of 2008-9, doesn't matter when it was, after 9/11, it's always been the same. This is the first crisis where we have actually seen that fundamental behavior of people has changed. And what we have seen is a complete flattening of that curve.
Interesting.
There is no lunchtime break anymore. There's just search all day long. And the spikes from daytime during the week, work week, to weekends has flattened out as well. So our only conclusion to that is the promise of work-at-home productivity may be showing up quite evidently in our search patterns, that people are perhaps doing some things that they normally wouldn't do if they were sitting at work.
I'm sure they're making up that work time at night.
Yes. Late night that they're getting everything done.
Yeah, it probably is late night if they have kids at home, that's for sure. So that's all very encouraging in terms of, it sounds like we still have a tremendous amount of people looking. We have fresh crops of people coming in every week, the conversion of actions. And I think to your point, it's really important because they can't do that number one action that we've always known is just get in the car and come see you.
Yeah.
It's just not as feasible as it used to be.
And I'm not trying to downplay the seriousness that some of our builders are experiencing with difficulty in getting materials and trades and having operations shut down and local lockdowns and all of those issues. But if there is a silver lining to all of that, that will be temporary. And what we see is the pipeline, the feedstock for our industry is actually pretty healthy. There are millions of Americans that are shopping for new homes. We don't need millions of Americans to buy. We need about 650,000 of them to physically buy. They're extremely serious and they want to hear from you. So the question is, how are we going to retool ourselves in this digital world to have meaningful conversations and useful conversations with consumers online?
And the exciting thing that we're seeing so many builders rise up to the occasion and pivot on their marketing, pivot in how they deal with shoppers. It's almost like they just flipped a switch and, made it all come together.
Yeah, it's been great to see. I saw there was a 500% increase in requests for virtual tours just this week at Redfin.
Wow.
So just to give you an idea of how the public is pivoting. And again, you've got to be there for them.
Right, right. That's awesome. So switching gears, I want to get to our special guest today, Bassam. He is a great friend of ours. He is the founder and CEO of Atlas RTX. The vision that Bassam and his team have is simple, that artificial intelligence and humans are better together. They are enabling the future of customer experience through chatbots, texting, and other real-time experiences. And if you follow him on LinkedIn or Facebook, you know that he always has such a refreshing perspective on what is going on in the world today. So welcome, Bassam.
Melissa, thank you so much for having me. And I'm grateful for the really kind words you just shared. Thank you.
Absolutely. So exciting. So the timing of you being on today's show could not be better because as Tim was talking about, the traffic is good. We've got some serious shoppers, but that ability to engage and to connect with them is so important. So I think a lot of what you have to talk about today really ties in with that. And before we get into home building, which is what we all care about, obviously, you actually have other verticals that you serve. And I think it would be just interesting for our listeners to hear about your other verticals, higher education, tourism, and what you're seeing across kind of all verticals before we dive into just home building.
Absolutely. And candidly, what Tim alluded to is something we're seeing across the board. But I'll sort of summarize it in three trends that we have seen. The first is there's certainly lower traffic. So we can talk about that when it pertains to home building, perhaps in a second. But we've seen a roughly 35% to 40% drop in traffic that roughly matched the timeline that Tim was referring to, which is really interesting. So across multiple verticals, from sort of the levels in late February, early March to about mid-March, there was about a 35% to 40% drop in traffic. And then it sort of leveled off. And just over the last few days, we have seen an uptick of roughly 10% across the board. So it's great that it's 14% for new home sources for home builders. We definitely have seen higher engagement levels, and we'll talk about that again in a second. And by engagement levels, I mean the number of serious buyers, the number of serious browsers in general is definitely much higher. And the presumption is, hey, if you're going to a website right now, you're likely serious in your intention. You're likely prioritizing it over other things. So the quality of the traffic is higher.
It's almost as if we could publish a treatise here on the psychology, right, of how consumers weather a crisis. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because if you think about it, in early February, there was a worldwide crisis, but U.S. consumers were completely undeterred by it. Absolutely no behavior change whatsoever.
Right. We were actually out visiting with Bassam in Park City.
Yep.
Right?
And we had record traffic, year-over-year traffic is higher, right? All those kind of things. When it hit home, at first you saw some kind of, again, kind of the foam coming off the beer. You had a little bit of decline in traffic. When New York went on lockdown, when Washington went on lockdown, when we were talking about problems suddenly in New Orleans and Michigan, when it started to hit home, I think, for America, then there was this crisis week. This, you know, it was an existential crisis for everybody of, oh my God, now what are we going to do? And it didn't matter whether it was tourism, higher education, you put everything on hold. And now that this is the new normal, we're getting back to the things that are important. And you could really write a paper about customer kind of sentiment and how it changes and walks through that cycle and how it bounces and when it will bounce.
Right. It's not so much the facts of what's going on. It's
how the emotion.
How we react to that.
Yeah.
So very interesting. So Bassam, obviously you power BuilderBot on many large builders and medium-sized builder websites. So you have an interesting view into what's happening there. And you also power Arbot on New Home Source as well. What are you seeing specifically in the home building world?
You know, so we are seeing a couple of interesting patterns. So one that is absolutely validated on across all of the home builders we're seeing, along with what Tim just mentioned, the traffic patterns for the midday during the week has certainly diffused. We're seeing that as well. We're actually seeing intensity on Saturdays now. So it's, for some reason, we're really focusing in on Saturdays. But here's the interesting thing: we've noticed a market shift over the last 2 weeks as to all of our schedules. And I actually encourage us to all think about our own lives and see if this applies to us. Whereas before this crisis happened, we were seeing the bulk of the traffic hitting between, I'm going to use mountain time just so we can pick a time zone, between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Almost overnight, we shifted by an hour to 7 to 11. So it's almost like we all decided to sleep in an extra hour and stay up at night an extra hour.
Yeah,
interesting.
But that pattern, I think, amazing. I don't know if you've seen that as well.
I think there's so many interesting trends here. You know, you talked about the Saturday issue, right? I would bet anything that a lot of it has to do with Saturday was youth sports and shopping. And since you can't go shopping and there are no youth sports, Saturday now becomes a Sunday. Right. Where you just didn't have those planned activities. Most people I know are super busy Saturday with very structured things. That's when I go shopping. That's when I do my cleaning. That's when I do my XYZ. That's when my kids have sports leagues, blah, 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 blah. So Yeah, you're just seeing societal changes in the data.
Right. Well, and we were talking with Sam the other day about how every day kind of feels the same. There's not much difference between a Saturday or a Sunday and a Monday right. and a Tuesday, because you're kind of doing the same thing and you're with your family, and you know, it's not as structured throughout the week with kind of those differences. So really interesting.
Maybe we should do a podcast on 50 first dates for home building. We wake up every morning and we start all over again.
It does feel that way, yes. Yes.
A little bit of quantification to Tim's comment, and again, mm-hmm. something we're seeing around the higher engagement levels and higher conversion levels, conversion to leads, for example, in the home building case. So yes, we have seen a 35 or 40% drop in traffic and then flattening. The interesting thing is conversions did not dip. In fact, we've had some of our highest absolute conversion counts in the last 10 days. And the ultimate measure of how serious is the traffic to my website is conversion per unit of traffic. So if you look at 1,000 visitors to your website, how many conversions are you getting out of those 1,000 visitors? And by the way, this is a useful metric in general, because if you spend a bunch of money on search engine marketing and drive extra traffic, you can then gauge the quality of that traffic by seeing how many conversions per unit of traffic you're getting. And what we were seeing across BuilderBot, for example, is conversion rates in the 3 to 4 conversions per 1,000 visitors to a website. And almost overnight, that number has nearly doubled to 6 to 7. So we are now, and this is over very large volumes, we're now seeing some very, very, very meaningful increases in the willingness of a prospective buyer to reach out, request information, request appointments, and give their contact information, to the tune of almost 2 to 1.
That's quite fascinating. And that kind of syncs up with, we have a contact center that reaches out just to make sure people are getting what they need and what's happening. And that ties exactly to that data. They really are very interested. They need help. They need information. They have questions. So they're seeking out and engaging at a much, you know, much higher level. And it's super interesting, because what we're seeing in the marketplace, obviously, PPC, you know, pay-per-click spend, is getting ridiculously expensive because everybody panicked in our industry and everybody went out and, you know, upped their PPC spend, which basically means the whole industry just got a higher bill. So we kind of all did it to ourselves. But it's interesting that traffic isn't necessarily better traffic. Whereas, you know, when you look at the bot and working at the bot, it's about converting that traffic that you have and capturing that traffic that you have that you've already invested in, versus going out and trying to buy incremental.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. In fact, we've seen that occur multiple times with clients now, that you know, without finally attenuating that marketing directive and really targeting it, it's very, very difficult to match the organic traffic that you're driving through your longer term efforts. So we've absolutely seen that. And again, what BuilderBot allows us to do is to measure that very, very quantitatively on a week by week and even day by day basis.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to ask the question that I think there certainly will be some builders out there wanting to ask, you know, and that is, how does a chatbot really work? How is that going to help me convert visitors? I mean, what does it do? Does it make up customers and send me leads from an artificial agent? I mean, what is this all about? So, Bassam, if you could maybe just explain, you know, one, where does a chatbot exist in a builder's ecosystem, and what function does it provide, and what kind of conversations and questions can it have, and how would it ever end up creating a lead or a conversion for a builder?
Very good question, Tim. So we sort of explain a chatbot as, think of it as your digital assistant, and a digital assistant to a human function. And I really appreciated Melissa's introduction of our company as having the tagline of chatbots and humans are better together. That really is our philosophy. So online, on the website, a chatbot is essentially a front end for your online sales counselor, a front end who can support that sales counselor 24/7, 365. When she or he is asleep, when she or he might not be able to respond within the seconds that today's consumer expects before they abandon a page. So a chatbot is supporting live chat programs and can engage a prospective buyer, help them with what they frequently do with a chatbot, which is a search. Many people are surprised by that, but wait, can't we just search on the website using, you know, pull downs and parameters? Yes, but believe it or not, modern consumers are so much more comfortable thanks to years of texting and instant messaging to actually chat with an experience that's conversational. And then very quickly say, yep, I want that price point in this locale with this many bedrooms. And the chatbot can live, looking through BDX Live inventory, serve up the communities and even homes and floor plans, and can even answer questions about those communities and floor plans. Now, let me tell you, a common question is, how smart are these things? It is not a human. We are far away from making a chatbot anywhere near as smart as a human. It's not meant to replace a human. What it's meant to do, however, is to always be there, to always be able to answer quickly, and to answer the most commonly asked questions. As soon as the customer, the prospective buyer, asks the question that is beyond the chatbot, that's actually what we want. This is not a failing. At that point, we're like, perfect. You want really detailed questions. You must be a serious buyer. Let me get your contact information so I can capture you as a lead and hand you off to the human who can then reach out to you in the method you prefer when they wake up and you're awake. So that is kind of the process. I hope I didn't make it too vague there, but that's essentially the process that BuilderBot uses.
You know, basically, as we've gotten much more educated by you, Bassam, and understand this world, the goal actually isn't to answer every infinite question, because we don't want people to get all their answers and then go away and we never dialogue with them. We actually want to have that sales conversation with them. But in a way, you filter through and take care of some of the more pedestrian items and kind of almost help qualify how engaged that consumer is. So that's great. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit here and just ask, are you seeing any new questions or, you know, things out of the normal besides just the fact that, you know, the volume and the engagement has gone up so significantly? Any interesting questions? Are people asking about, you know, COVID or what's on their minds?
We actually, very, very astute question, Melissa. We actually did an analysis of that. And over the last few weeks, COVID, pandemic, virus, Corona, you know, all of the keywords together accounted for between 0.2% and 0.8% of conversations. So people are not going to home builder sites and asking about COVID or coronavirus and so on. Yeah. However, we do expect that over the coming weeks, more and more, and as we transition to remote showings or virtual tours and sort of digital experiences, that more of the questions will now be, how do I see the home given the COVID situation?
Right.
And because of that, in the release of BuilderBot that goes out tomorrow, our clients will actually have the option of customizing the appointment request language within the bot. So as every builder will be able to sort of give instructions back to customers about how the appointment request process will work. But again, very candidly, it's under 1% right now that we've seen in terms of references to the new world order, shall we say.
Excellent. Okay, great. So in addition to working with home builders and tourism and higher education, I was pretty touched to hear that you and your team, Bassam, you're actually working with the public health department and providing some services to them in a great time of need. What are you doing in that sector?
Thank you for asking about that, Melissa. Yes, when we learned about this, we wanted to do something here locally to see what we could do to help. And it turns out, again, because Park City is such a tourist destination, we're number five or six in terms of per capita incidences of COVID-19, unfortunately, which means our very small mountain community and our small health department is absolutely overwhelmed with requests and concerned questions and everything you might imagine. So We are hopefully tomorrow launching a chatbot for their website that will assist their overwhelmed and overworked staff in answering frequently asked questions that they're getting consistently day in and day out. And this is going to really help them because many of the questions are happening candidly after hours anyway. As we're seeing with home builders, their website sees 2/3 to 3/4 of the traffic overnight hours. So much of the traffic is happening then when they aren't able to engage anyway. And aside from being able to save their time and only have them deal with the more complicated questions, the chatbot can actually have very consistent answers. So they can approve every single answer because in a situation like this, you don't want to risk potentially a staff member saying the wrong thing or delivering the wrong message. So a chatbot can be programmed to say exactly the right thing each time, exactly the sentences that you want is what the chatbot is programmed for. So that's actually what we've been spending the last few days working with them on, just validating the language and the responses. And we're really excited to hopefully be able to help our community.
By the way, that's probably something really important for builders to understand, right? We also want our sales process to be the same every time and the right things to be said and the right message to just be delivered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's really a challenge when you deal with, you know, the turnover that we have in many of our positions and the training, right, levels and how busy our people are, the amount of time that they have to spend with individual clients. But the chatbot doesn't get tired. It doesn't forget. It says the same thing every single time, the right message, the right story, exactly the way you want it delivered. And I think the essence of digital marketing has always been the promise of being able to deliver the perfect sales pitch every time to every person, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And I would think if we can get it right enough for the public health department in this very serious yes. time, I would think we're pretty accurate and great for homeowners as well. Well, but Sam, thank you to you and your team for doing something a little extra. I know you're crazy busy getting besieged with builders who are waking up going, you know, that builder bot thing you talked to me about, I really should have already put that in place. So you guys are super busy. So one question about that, as we talk to builders, if the builder is just now kind of pivoting to the digital world and waking up and saying, hey, I really need to do this builder bot, what are the steps to getting launched? How long does it take? Is this a 6-month project or, you know, is it going to be a huge IT initiative? Tell me a little bit about what it takes to actually get up and running.
And Melissa, that is my favorite question to be asked because the incredible benefit of BuilderBot being completely integrated with BDX and BDX Live means that if a builder is already a BDX customer and has their data within BDX systems through the data push, going live is a matter of days if we have to and a couple of weeks to be rigorous. So within a couple of weeks, you can be live on BuilderBot with your prospective customers visiting your website 24/7, 365, and being able to talk to a computer program that is answering their questions, capturing their contact information, capturing their request for appointment, and then feeding it to your sales team, your online sales team likely, through the existing integration that BDX has with your CRM. So it's completely out of the box with the only time really spent being customizing it so it looks like the builder brand and it looks like their voice and their brand guidelines and so on. So it's really about making it look part and parcel of the website. But it is truly and sincerely just a couple of week affair and you could be live.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm sure that's reassuring to many folks out there. And as we wrap up, I do love to ask all of our guests, you know, what do you think the silver lining is in all of this new normal? Because we're completely upended. We're completely disrupted personally, professionally. It's crazy. It's new normal. But what's the silver lining?
I think the silver lining in all of this is I sincerely believe that we have been on this trajectory for the last 3 or 4 years. And obviously, we believe in this as a company because we've been doing this for 5 years. This move to a completely digital experience. That's what we as consumers are expecting in every aspect of our lives, and certainly our retail lives, and increasingly so in home building. So I believe that this has just, unfortunate as it may be, forced us to shave 5 years off of that digital transformation path. We're no longer just working with the early adopters, the progressive companies who, you know, who want to be ahead of the curve. This is now making it so everybody, we all have to do this very candidly. This is going to be the new normal. And I think the expectations after this, and I do agree with you, we will get past this and we will move on, but I think we will be forever changed, and we will be much more expectant of that experience now out of the home buying process. So I think there's a silver lining sort of forcing us to get better, get progressive, get more efficient, and meet the consumer the way they want to be met. And unfortunately, it's under these circumstances, but I do think it will leave us in a better place.
Very well said. And I think you've been listening to all the calls I've had with everybody in the industry and the builders themselves of maybe a little painful. It's a little bit of a scramble, but we probably will end up in a better place. So I do want to open it up to Tim as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of consumers out there still looking for homes. And for one reason or another, this is giving them some tranquility, stability, and peace in their lives. And it's our mission to serve them. It's our mission for them to be able to facilitate their vision and their hopes and their dreams of finding that perfect place to live. Let's not ourselves become kind of, you know, susceptible or impacted by the coronavirus. Let's make sure that our forces, all of our resources can respond to those people, pull them through the pipeline, and get them in that new dream home, because there's plenty of people out there to fulfill our orders and plenty of people that need our help.
Great. All right. Well, you guys have been great today. Super guests sharing with our audience. So that's a wrap for today's BD Extra, and we will see you all next week. Thanks so much.